You're listening to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show Facebook live stream. That is on the River Talk Facebook page, the River Talk Facebook page. Please share this everywhere today. We had our state senator, Laura Wacon Chapin, on in the first hour and worked out really, really well. And if you want to support a MAGA Nation babe, share this everywhere if you would. So on to her opponent. This is the Republican primary. Her opponent is this guy, Joe Eddy. I've never met Joe Eddy. I've reached out to him a number of times, including text messages and email, which I shared that with you in the previous segment, reaching out to him saying, hey, are the rumors true or not? You're a retired lobbyist. Supposedly you live in South Carolina. I've even seen a picture of what appears to be his home. And I don't know if it's a single family home, his own home, or if it's one of those homes, you know, for a care facility. Either way, it looks beautiful. And also asked, are you registered to vote in South Carolina? If all he had to do was say, no, I don't live in South Carolina. No, I'm not registered to vote in South Carolina. That's all he had to say. And I would have reported, look, you know, I've heard these rumors, and then Joe Eddy is saying that's not true. End of story. He doesn't deny them. I've given him every opportunity to deny them. So maybe he's incapable of, well, how do you say cognitive decline without sounding mean? Maybe what I saw on stage at the Pine Room at Ogilby, maybe he really has lost his fastball. Sure looked that way. Although, again, I'm no expert when it comes to, you know, mental health, you know, issues or whatever. I mean, I certainly don't know. I'm a high school graduate talking to a microphone. What the hell do I know? But I know what I saw. I know what I saw on stage. Saw a guy with kind of glassy eye, just trying to put it all together and trying to figure out where he was. And he didn't wander off. I figured he was on the verge of wandering off like Joe Biden. And I thought to myself, I wonder if he's West Virginia's Joe Biden. I don't know, because he hasn't responded. He won't come on my show. Will come on with Steve. Won't come on with me. Gee. Wonder why. So, the eyes are usually a giveaway. The eyes are a great giveaway when it comes to people losing their cognitive skills, when they start drifting away. I've seen it a number of times. It is heartbreaking. And there's this one woman that I knew, or early 80s. She was full of life. She was full of life. I really liked her. Nice lady. Great lady. Just so much energy. So over-the-top energy. And then at the end, and it happened pretty quickly with her, she would start losing her focus. And a super sharp lady, super sharp. Started losing her focus somewhat, but it was the eyes. It was the eyes. And I saw there was something different about the eyes. It was that drifting away, that... Anyway. God rest her soul. She was just a lovely human being, just a lovely human. Anyway, so the eyes are the big giveaway. And so I went on his Facebook page. Not Facebook, excuse me. I can't get on Facebook because I'm being banned because I shared with you the Epstein files information. So I went on Joe Eddy's website. And what I saw was really interesting. These are the best, presumably, these are the best possible pictures they could have of Joe Eddy. It's his own website, for God's sake. And even there, you could tell by the eyes. It's always the eyes. That's, you know, he's just not all there. For our Facebook friends, this is the Joe Eddy page for donate. And forgive the quality of the printer or color printer here. It's struggling, shockingly. But you can still make it out. If you look at his eye, see his eyes, like he's trying to focus. And if you look closely, you don't even need to look closely. I'm going to circle it, though. There's a woman right next to him. She's not looking in his direction. Maybe because it's too painful. Or maybe because she's looking at something else. Again, I don't know. But I have to wonder if that woman there is just an innocent bystander, or if she, in fact, could be his caregiver. She is right next to him. She's turning away, maybe because it's just too painful to look. I don't know. If Joe Eddy had been here in studio, again, we've invited him, I would have asked him, is this your caregiver? Is this somebody from Visiting Angels, or is it a nurse, or is it, you know, just a random person that I don't know? But if you look at his eyes, it's like, where am I? What is this? What's going on? Where is she? This is his own website. Another one where the eyes are a big giveaway. Again, his own website. It doesn't say where this is from, but you could tell he was like surprised and stunned or whatever. I don't know what exactly it is. But again, his own page. Again, the eyes are the big giveaway. In fact, I had a close-up here, and you can see, like Biden, it's like, where am I? Where am I? What is this? Where am I? This is the guy that the rhinos have chosen to drag across the finish line to be your state senator. This is the guy that they've chosen. Where am I? Those eyes are saying, where am I? And again, this is his own website. These are the best, presumably, the best pictures they could find of this guy. Very, very sad stuff. Very, very sad stuff. And this next picture is more difficult to make out. Again, our copier. Shelley Moore Capito has endorsed him. Again, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino has endorsed this guy. He is the rhino candidate. Shelley Moore Capito, this is the same grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons, who appointed her nephew, essentially installed her nephew as your congressman, Riley Moore. And I don't know if I should talk about the John Podesta stuff and Pizzagate. Man, I'll do that another time. In any event, this thing with the rhinos. Joe Eddy, Unsteady Eddy, is their guy. And they're trying to drag him across the finish line. Just this morning on Channel 7, they had an interview with Shelley Moore Capito, and Joe Eddy was standing next to her, but she was the one doing all the talking about how she's endorsing him and this, that, and the other. They're trying to keep him as hidden as they tried to keep Kamala Harris hidden, because anytime she opened her mouth, you realized, oh my God, there's nothing there. Same thing here. And this picture is quite telling, even though the quality is not terribly good. She's looking at him, and it seems like she's thinking to herself, my God, is anybody home? And he's looking like, who is she? And again, judge for yourself. This is the picture. She's looking at him like, who are you? He's looking at her going, I don't know who you are. Again, very, very sad stuff. Very sad stuff. A few more of these pictures. This is from Ogilvy. And again, I was there. I actually saw this. And it was very, very, very painful. His eyes are like, where am I? What's going on? Where am I? Who are these people? Who are these people? I don't know who these people are. Very sad. Now, I'm sure at one point in his life, when he was a lobbyist, buying votes or whatever lobbyists do, whining and dining all these politicians, getting them to vote against the best interests of their constituents, I'm sure that he was very sharp. And apparently at one point he was running some company up here and apparently was pretty sharp. And God bless him. I think that's great. And he has well deserved his retirement home or the home that he lives in South Carolina. And if he's registered to vote there, would anybody be surprised at this point? But it is just so sad to see the cognitive decline. And this raises some really interesting questions now, too, which I would have asked him had he been a guest here on my show, and he can still come on tomorrow. I'd be more than happy to have him on. So with his caregiver, and again, I don't know if it's visiting angels or just some other private duty nurse. I don't know how that stuff works and what they exactly have to do to take care of him over, you know, a course of a day. But if he somehow does defeat Laura Wacon Chapman tomorrow evening, I hope he doesn't, but it's possible, and then defeats Sean Fluharty, the Democratic Party nominee in November, which is quite possible given Republicans have a big advantage over Democrats. Here's the question that nobody else in the media is asking. If Unsteady Eddie actually wins this thing and gets sworn in for the state Senate in West Virginia, will they also have to swear in his caregiver? Well, think about it. If he needs a caregiver to help him get around, to help him, well, function, and there's a vote, wouldn't he need his caregiver to help him push the right button, yes or no? I'm assuming it's buttons. I don't know how it works down there. And if he does need that visiting angel or that private duty nurse or whatever she is, and again, I don't know, again, for her Facebook friends, in fairness, I don't know if this is the lady or not. It might be, because she had to turn away because it was just too painful. Or it might be just a random person. I don't know. But if he needs her to vote, shouldn't we have to swear her in too? Otherwise, Joe Eddie could say that he's in favor of this or opposed to that, but if his caregiver says, I don't like that, I think I'll vote the other way. Well, what are we going to do about this? So I think this is really an important question that has to be addressed. I don't know if it's the West Virginia Supreme Court. I don't know if it's an appellate court. I don't know the law. I'm just a high school graduate talking into a microphone. What the hell do I know? But I think that's a very important question, and the media's they've ignored this completely. They're just pretending, oh, yes, everything's fine, nothing to see here. Again, I'm telling you, it's just like Joe Biden, only on a state level. The local media playing along, just like they played along with Kamala Harris, and actually Joe Biden, actually played along with Joe Biden. That's the better analogy there. But I really think you could make the argument that he is West Virginia's Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe is a kind way of saying about the cognitive decline. I think Unsteady Eddie, frankly, is much more accurate. I mean, when you can't tell time, when you have to have people speaking on your behalf, like on Channel 9, the big piece, the hit piece they did on Laura Wacon Chapman, and of course they used State Senator Ryan Weld, Rhino, who is running this guy, Unsteady Eddie, against Laura Wacon Chapman. But they never had Unsteady Eddie, talking on the Channel 9 piece. It was all Ryan Weld speaking on behalf of Unsteady Eddie. So does that mean that Ryan Weld is going to be voting on behalf of Unsteady Eddie? Maybe. Or his caregiver, I'm guessing. And then just this morning, the Channel 7 piece, Shelley Moore Capito going on and on about how, you know, this guy, Joe Eddie, Unsteady Eddie, is, you know, that's the right choice. Again, think about who she is, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, and what she stands for. She got her favorite nephew installed as your congressman, Riley Moore. She got her son installed as U.S. Attorney for the 1st District, the southern part of West Virginia. And now she wants to essentially install Unsteady Eddie as your state senator in Ohio. Well, look, if you love West Virginia's wrinkled rhino and everything that the Archmore political dynasty stands for and has done to us, if that's what you care about, then yeah, of course. If Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, says vote for Unsteady Eddie, then I guess that's what you're going to do. But I can make the argument that most West Virginians don't think that she's done such a good job and are pretty much sick of her rhino ways in D.C. as well as here, and sick of her deciding who's going to be in what office here representing us. A lot of people are sick about that. But Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, just gave for the people who can't stand her, she just gave the kiss of death to Unsteady Eddie. She's endorsing this guy. What does that tell you?